BBC News with Jonathan Izard. More than a million people in Brazil have joined demonstrations demanding the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff over a huge corruption scandal in the state-owned oil company Petrobras. Protests have been taking place across 18 Brazilian states and in the capital, Brasilia. The largest demonstration is happening in Sao Paulo. Julia Carneiro is in Rio de Janeiro.
The demonstrations were prompted by the massive corruption scandal that has hit Brazil's oil giant Petrobras, with billions of dollars of public funds allegedly diverted to political parties of the government coalition, and now almost 50 politicians are being investigated. There has been no evidence against President Rousseff, but protesters say they are fed up with corruption and link the Workers' Party to wrongdoing. The protests were called in over 60 Brazilian cities. On Friday, though, thousands of people took to the streets in another set of protests, criticizing the call for impeachment, saying it was an attack on democracy, given that President Rousseff was legitimately re-elected in October.
Dozens of people have been killed in a dawn raid on a central Nigerian village. The region's police commissioner told the BBC that 45 people had died in the attack, but a local politician told the BBC 81 villagers had been killed. Our Africa editor, Richard Hamilton, reports.
The state legislator, Audu Sule, said that gunmen arrived in large numbers, all armed with AK-47s. He said women and children were among the dead. Historically, the state of Benue has witnessed a lot of violence with attacks and reprisals between herdsmen from the Fulani ethnic group and local farmers, sometimes in revenge for cattle raiding. Last year, herdsmen ambushed a convoy belonging to the state governor, and the year before that, about 40 people died in an attack on a funeral ceremony.
Pope Francis has condemned the bombing of two churches in the Pakistani city of Lahore. Addressing crowds in St. Peter's Square, he called for an end to the persecution of Christians, who make up less than 2% of Pakistan's overwhelmingly Muslim population. At least 14 people were killed and more than 70 others wounded in the attack. Police in Ferguson, Missouri have announced that they've made an arrest in connection with the shooting of two police officers last week. The officers were wounded on Thursday during a demonstration following the resignation of Ferguson's police chief. Naomi Grimley reports.
20-year-old Jeffrey Williams is a local man who'd been taking part in last week's demonstrations. He's been charged with two counts of assault in the first degree after acknowledging he fired the shots which had hurt two police officers on Thursday, hitting one in the face and one in the shoulder. Jeffrey Williams has told police that he hadn't singled out the policeman, but had been intending to hit someone else he'd been arguing with. The authorities in St. Louis are stressing they were able to make this arrest because members of the community had come forward with information.
World News from the BBC. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that he was ready to bring his country's nuclear weapons to combat readiness during the crisis in Ukraine last year. In a documentary being shown on state television to mark the anniversary of the overthrow of the Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, Mr. Putin said he believed that Mr. Yanukovych's life was in danger. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has said that the United States will have to negotiate in the end with the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in order to bring about an end to the country's civil war. He made his comments in an interview with CBS Television.
We are working very hard with other interested parties to see if we can reignite a diplomatic outcome. Why? Because everybody agrees there is no military solution. But to get the Assad regime to negotiate, we're going to have to make it clear to him that there is a determination by everybody to seek that political outcome and change his calculation about negotiating.
The United States had previously insisted that President Assad stand down as part of a political settlement. The BBC diplomatic correspondent says Mr. Kerry's latest comments are the clearest indication yet that Washington is coming to terms with the reality that its Syria policy is going nowhere. The Egyptian government says investment deals totaling $36 billion were agreed during a major international conference aimed at reviving the country's economy. In an address that ended the three-day event, a delighted President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi made clear that he saw the many deals struck as a vote of confidence in Egypt's future under his rule. Some had questioned how willing firms would be to invest. Police in London are questioning three British teenagers who were detained in Turkey on suspicion of heading to Syria to join Islamic State militants. The three males were arrested at an airport in Istanbul and deported to the UK following a tip-off from British police. BBC World Service News.